On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory common ownership development. It is broadcast live from WEBR, Fairfax, Virginia. Join us as we explore the world of common ownership development, the fastest growing form of residential development in America today. This housing concept includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes that are part of a mandatory homeowners association. Unfortunately, this type of housing is not as utopian as its advocates would have us believe. Living in a mandatory homeowners association means giving up part of the American dream. It means giving up constitutional rights and control over one's most valuable asset, one's home. Living in a mandatory homeowners association means leaving the American zone. WEBR Fairfax Radio, welcome to On the Commons. I'm Sue Bartholomew. Joining me on the Commons today, I've got right now with us on the line is Humberto Sanchez. Humberto is the Condo Committee Chair for the Cyber Citizens for Justice, which is a Florida-based organization, and he's also their Public Relations Director, so he's a very busy man. He's also a council member with LULAC, and we're going to find out exactly what's been going on. Hi, Humberto. Thanks for joining us today.
PR Director, and you're a council member of LULAC, correct?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am a council member of LULAC, and I'm also the deputy director for the elderly for state of Florida, LULAC state of Florida.
So you're a busy man.
Pretty much, we try to be on top of these issues in the area of consumer protection, and I'm very sensitive to this kind of stuff. And when we hear all these horror stories that are happening all over the states, it is worrisome. You know, it is worrisome because when you hear that a property has been taken away from someone, and most of the time arbitrarily. I was just reading this morning a case up in the West Coast that a person was basically foreclosed on for some fines. You know, and we really think about this, and I think about, for example, what happened in countries like Afghanistan, and who are these groups of terrorists. You know, I stop for a second and think that this is a very direct threat to what our nation is all about, and what you have is a group of people out there with unlimited power, with no ethical measurement whatsoever, and basically they are some type of society terrorists. I mean, I really can literally, you know, state it that way because, you know, in our country, and I have to be honest with you, I was raised here, and I'm coming from a communist country, and this is very, very similar to what communist countries and totalitarian systems practice, and it is unfortunate, very unfortunate, that this is happening in the USA. I mean, sometimes I stop for a second and really ask myself, you know, is this really happening to these people? You know, what happened to the consumer protection? What happened to our elected officials? You know, they know that this is going on all over the states. It's not only Florida. In Florida and Texas being the worst of the two, I believe, because certainly there's a lot of elderly people living in Florida, and also we have also the issue of language barrier, which sometimes play, you know, a role on this. And when we see people taking advantage of other people, you know, with no accountability whatsoever, you know, one has to, you know, stand up and speak up. And that's basically what I'm doing. And I'm going to continue doing it until somebody listens. And I don't know, I'm not even sure that at one point if our states don't listen, maybe we have to go to our federal government and say, you know, listen, you know, you're we're a great nation, you're supposed to protect us with different laws, and if the state, if our state doesn't protect us, then we'll have to look the other way and find out, you know, what can our federal government can do because our states are not protecting us at all.
But in Florida, Humberto, you have managed to get somebody to listen to you. You've been holding task force hearings and select committee hearings recently, right?
Yes. Fortunately, in Florida, and I guess due to the tremendous problem and due to the outrageous amount of horror stories, I believe we have been able to gather the attention of our legislators. And right now there are two select committees going on throughout Florida, one being chaired by our legislator Julio Robina, who happens to be a very good politician, and at least you know, his track record speaks for himself. Is the other committee that has to do with also homeowners association living in not in condos but in just regular associations, was called and created by the governor, Jeb Bush. You know, I believe that this as a result of the overwhelming problems that are going on all over the state. And as you know, this state, you know, there's a lot of elderly living in Florida. There's a lot of people that come here to retire. And I'll be honest with you, I'm certain that at one point or another, if this is not stopped, we're not going to see too many senior citizens moving to Florida for retirement.
But do they know about it when they come down there, Humberto?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I've seen, you know, I follow this story very, very close, not only in Dade County, but also throughout the whole state of Florida and also in other states as well through, you know, other network that we have.
That's right.
And let me tell you, you know, people say, well, when you enter into a condominium or when you enter into a homeowners association where you're signing, you know, you're signing a contract and you're surrendering your constitutional rights. Well, I'm having a very hard time, you know, thinking that I am surrendering my constitutional right because I bought a home, which is supposed to be a homestead, which is supposed to be sacred in our country traditionally. And I haven't found one single person that will admit that they purchased this property knowing, okay, that they were giving away their constitutional rights. And then, you have a lot of this association fining people, okay? Fining people for you know, whatever they decide, when their covenant documents don't even allow them to fine people, and they are, and people are losing property over these fines because then they foreclose on people just because people don't know and people don't have the necessary financial backing to hire an attorney and go to courts on this, because as you know,